No one disputes that the man in this case was making more money than his female counterparts for performing nearly identical functions, $6,000 to $10,000 more per year than the three female Department of Corrections employees that filed suit against the state in 2012. But the reasons for the pay discrepancy are very much in debate, and after a three-hour hearing in a Montpelier courtroom, a judge must now decide whether Vermont government will become the highest-profile violator of a 12-year-old equal pay statute.
The fact of the matter is here that a far less senior and less experienced business manager is being paid more for doing the exact same work.
Emily Josselson, a partner at the Burlington law firm Langrock, Sperry & Wool, says the case isn't about rampant misogyny at the Department of Corrections or even willful favoritism of men over women. But Josselson says the plaintiffs don't need proof of gender bias in order to win their case.
The EPA is designed to address organizational flaws and employer oversights, precisely those hiring practices that result from inadvertence or neglect rather than malice. And that's what we feel was going on here.
Steve Collier, general counsel for the Vermont Department of Human Resources, says the pay imbalance was the result of a, quote, legitimate business reason, as the statute requires. Collier adds that the man's private sector experience, not his gender, accounts for the discrepancy.
And if we can't make that discretion to recognize talent, to recognize experience, to recognize education, if we can't do that, the state workforce is going to suffer.
The case centers on an unnamed male employee hired by the department for a food service position in 2003. Lawyers for the state say that, based on his 23 years in the private sector, he was given a salary level usually reserved for longtime state workers. Josselson, though, says the state never adequately justified the reasons for giving outsized pay to a first-year state employee.
It's clear that there were not legitimate organizational needs that justified the 2003 hiring.
And Josselson says that when the male employee was reassigned to a business management position in 2006, he was suddenly making considerably more than female employees who had been performing similar tasks for a much longer period of time. She says officials failed to consider the legal ramifications of his reassignment.
What is it going to require us to pay him if he's in that position? And what does it mean for the other six business managers? Is that going to create a pay disparity?
Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna, who died unexpectedly Sunday, had been working closely on the case.
And she would have been here as one of the three attorneys arguing the case. It's obviously very difficult to move on without her, but we were all inspired by her brilliance and dedication.
A decision is expected within weeks. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.